Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
How was your St. Paddy's Day? Did you have to deal with any crazy drunken adults? I didn't have that experience, which was good. But I did have an experience in a Shoppers Drug Mart. I was literally in there for 90 seconds, 2 minutes, when there was these four kids, one who was probably a tween, then a couple that were a little younger, maybe 10, 11, something like that, and then one who was probably like, you know, 7, 8, 9. They were all decked out in green stuff for St. Paddy's Day, and okay. They were roaming through the Shoppers Drug Mart.
On their own, or was it an adult with them?
No, they were on their own.
Okay.
And one of them decided, I think one of the younger ones, that every 5 seconds, they had to scream at the top of their lungs. Just for something to do.
Gotcha.
That is like nails down a chalkboard to me. Like,
okay.
Oh, I just wanted to choke that little leprechaun. Oh, and I get back into the car and Maria's waiting for me in the car and I get in and I'm just furious.
So did you stayed passive aggressive in this whole situation? You didn't?
Oh, I looked them down. I stared them down a few times.
Okay.
The girl, the tween, she knew. It was irking me. But again, it wasn't like I was getting one thing and I was gone.
Right.
But just their presence annoyed me. I think you know what? When I become prime minister.
When? Okay.
When I become prime minister. When a child is born, they just must go away to some island.
Okay.
And they cannot come back till they're an adult.
You're a boarding school type?
I don't want any children in my vicinity anymore.
Wow.
I've had it. I get in the car. Maria's like, what's wrong? I go, children. I hate kids.
It's an interesting platform you'll run on.
Yeah. What was my other one? It was Free Pizza Fridays, but there was something.
There's brothels or something like that.
Oh, the 6-star brothel.
Right.
Right. Yeah. That's still on the checklist and no children.
And the 3-day work week, I think you were going
that was
with?
That? Yeah. Yeah. And braless Wednesdays, I think, was also on there at one point.
Heck of a platform.
We can talk about that. It's better than what the other two are offering up.
Well, listen, you got to get them to work. You could work less as a politician than you do here.
Are you serious?
Well, I don't know. I mean, here we put in a solid 20 hours a week. I'm yet to find how many days they actually sit in a calendar year.
Mm.
Because after taking their like 8 to 10 to 12 weeks off for Christmas, they just took a 2-week March break. I mean, not even the teachers get a 2-week March break.
You know, you say 20 hours a week, but if you actually just consider the time that we're actually on the air talking.
Right.
We work
let's not talk about that.
5 hours a week. not five a day. 1 hour a day.
So we still might be working more than them.
So let's go over it one more time. No children, pizza Fridays, 6-star brothel, braless one.
Enforced school of some, like boarding school.
You make a baby, I'll let you
like
have.
Like a concentration camp for kids.
Yes. You make a baby, I'll give you 48 hours with it. And then it's got to go. Are you on LinkedIn? Most of us are. If you're, have a career where you like to kind of hobnob with others in your business and have your name out there, it's also a great way when you're looking for a job as well. But it turns out a lot of people have been meeting socially on the LinkedIn.
Link it up on LinkedIn?
Linking up on the LinkedIn. But half of people dating say they've been on a date with someone they met on LinkedIn.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they stayed with these people, but I guess they started gabbing with someone. And how does that go? Like on LinkedIn, though, it's business focused.
Well, you put your resume up on there.
And so if someone reaches out to you, isn't that a little inappropriate to reach out to somebody and say, hey, nice resume. How's your rack?
Right.
Want to have drinks?
I guess for some it's flattering.
Yeah.
Although, you know, much like we've mocked online dating profiles and Tinder profiles, like, you know, if you're looking on there for someone who's of a certain caliber in terms of their employment, maybe that, hey, you've got a 6-figure job. You want to date?
Right. And this is funny. This just shows how the world has moved on from the old school way of dating. In this article, they talk about how there's other ways to meet people. And at the top of the list, blind dates, social events, bars and clubs. Yes, this is how it was always done.
Right.
You went out and you met people. It seems like just everybody's just meeting on dating apps now.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going out meeting anybody anywhere.
Well, because you can sort through people sitting on your couch.
Yeah.
And they find that you weed out potentials or ones that you think don't have potential. I'm always kind of mixed when it comes to LinkedIn because I do have a profile. And as you said, it's, you know, you're linking with other people in the industry and in our business. But, you know, often you get like a request and you look at it and go, I really don't know this person. And I find myself a lot more discerning on that than I am on other forms of social media in terms of who I link with.
Right.
You know, because, you know, a lot of students in the radio programs or whatever will send you an invitation. I'm like, well, why do I want to link? I don't know who this person is.
No, I agree with you. Those ones I'll just decline or I won't even respond. But when it says media consultant out of San Diego,
yeah.
Oh, best friends. Best friends. I asked him out on a date. I said, hey, want to grab a drink? If your kids enjoyed digesting the Tide Pods, they've got something new to eat on TikTok. Tide is rolling out a new product called Evo. It's kind of like Tide Pods, but they're tiles. Instead of pods with liquid, they're fiber tiles with 6 layers of soap woven together. So I don't know that they'll be as tasty as the Tide Pod. But I'm sure some dumb 14-year-old will try to digest it.
Hope not.
They're hawking them as a greener option. Tide Pods aren't great for the environment, and neither are those big plastic jugs that all the liquid comes in. So they've come up with this, which is supposed to be the new thing forward for Tide.
Pods aren't good for the environment?
No, because they're all plastic, I guess.
Yeah, but doesn't that dissolve?
I don't know.
Like you just throw the pods in the wash, and it dissolves in the washing machine.
I don't know how to do laundry. So
that is true.
I don't know anything about this.
Although the pods come in big orange containers too with Tide. Yeah. I know that.
Completely talking out my arse on this. I have nothing.
That is incredible.
I don't know. I have no idea how laundry works or how it's done. If the lovely Maria were ever to leave me, I would have to hire some service, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have that in laundromats, where you just drop it off and they clean it and fold it.
Oh, I do.
I mean,
that.
You pay for it, but
yeah, I'll pay. I'll happily pay. Because I mean, I guess I could figure it out, but I don't have any interest in learning. If I cared to learn about it, I would.
Right.
But I don't. So I've made it this far.
So you don't flip laundry either? Like if Maria starts it?
Nope. Nope.
You won't flip it from washer to dryer every now and then?
No. It literally comes off my body into a hamper in our bedroom.
Right.
It disappears at some point. It comes back all folded in my drawers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You don't participate in the folding of laundry?
Nope. But I cook every meal.
Right.
I mean, what do you do?
I wash and fold.
Okay.
Among other nothings.
I guess you do that.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, my only responsibility around the house is I pay the bills, I cut the grass, I maintain the pool, I put out the garbage, I do clean around the house, but I don't do laundry.
Right.
Laundry's, so I do everything else.
I'll often find, as my arse is seated on the couch, a basket of laundry is dropped in front of me to fold while I'm watching a hockey game. And I usually do.
I do find it interesting for you that we are both home at 9 a.m.
Right.
Your wife works all day.
Uh-huh.
But somehow she has to come home and still cook dinner. That's very, that's very impressive.
Well, not always. Usually, most days, yeah, she's at home already working on a hybrid schedule. And other times, I just say, well, what do I need to do? And she'll tell me.
See, so it's kind of the same thing.
Right.
I mean, I just have removed myself from. Plus, I know that I would screw something up in Maria's wardrobe.
Right.
Something white would go pink.
Well, and it is not, listen, I don't do the majority of the cooking in my house by any means, but if I needed to, I don't have to get instructions to turn the stove on.
That's a good point.
I know where it's located, at least.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I have. Well, listen, we have a very big house.
True.
There's a lot of rooms. I haven't seen half of them yet.
Maybe it's a butler that does it for you.
That Elizabeth Hurley, she's 58 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we both agree that we'd still shop Elizabeth Hurley.
If you follow her on Instagram or social media, a lot of roaming around in bikinis for Elizabeth Hurley at 58 years old.
Yeah, no, good on her. Why not? And if this is your thing, she feels safe doing sex scenes in front of her 21-year-old son, so you could maybe have him videotape your action.
Slightly awkward.
He's directing her. His first time, he's debuting as a director in a movie called Strictly Confidential. That sounds like one of those bad little...
Right.
Like night nurses.
And he's directing his mom in a love scene?
Yes, a sex scene. I don't even know that it's a love scene. It could be just a heavy-duty sex scene.
Is it a story about Freud?
I don't know. She says she actually enjoyed it. Having him there meant I felt safe and looked after. It's kind of liberating to work with your family. She adds, I'm relaxed in front of him. He looks after me. It's relaxing knowing someone is behind the camera who looks out for you.
Right. Boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Every time you see Elizabeth Hurley, you remember back to, you know, when she was in the Austin Powers movies. And you think, Hugh Grant.
He shopped that.
But then.
Prime real estate.
Then shopped out.
Oh, yeah.
And went way out.
Yeah, it's so strange. Yeah, and he, that's what helped. If I remember the story, Jay Leno was way behind David Letterman in the ratings when they were going head to head. And the night he had Hugh Grant on, it was the first time Hugh had gone onto a talk show after the arrest
of
being with the prostitute.
Right.
Jay Leno's numbers for the first time went past Letterman, and it never stopped after that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they both have that hooker to thank. Where's she now, poor woman? Remember Jeremy Renner when he almost died last year? Was it last year? It seems like it was longer.
Seems like longer than now.
Yeah, I think it was longer. Anyhow, he almost died when his snowplow basically tore over him. Well, while he was in ICU, Robert Downey Jr. was constantly checking up on him to cheer him up. And Jeremy's probably like, oh, is it Downey on the line again? Oh, for crying out loud. Junior, get a life.
Listen, I think like one of the great comeback stories and turnarounds in Hollywood history has got to be Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, for sure.
Struggled with drugs and addiction.
Yep.
Was that one of the lowest of low points?
Yep.
And then has worked not only like to revive an acting career, but to turn around his image into one of the, go-to good guys around the business as well. Like dresses up as Iron Man and visits children's hospitals in his spare time.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of celebrities who have bounced back from alcohol and drug addiction, but not to the extent that he has.
Yeah, that's what I mean. A lot of them have bounced back and acted.
Yeah.
And continued on a career.
Right.
But not, revived the image.
Right.
To where it was kind of all but forgotten until, Kimmel brought it up.
Yeah. No, listen, from the baggy to Iron Man, that's a good leap.
Right.
Eddie Vedder compares the Swifties to the punk rock community he grew up with. He took his daughter to a Taylor Swift show, and he said, just seeing them all making friendship bracelets, the generosity of these young girls and boys trading these bracelets, different messages on them, lyrics, song titles, just acts of goodwill on these little bracelets. He said, they found their tribe. They're all agreeing on something. And it's powerful.
So, I was listening to a comedian on a podcast talking about going to a Taylor Swift concert and how it gave a different perspective in the sense that he was awed by the power that she wields. Mm. But then when you think about what she encapsulates for a lot of young people and young women specifically, in the sense that, you know, she lays it out there in her songs. She has had a broken heart. She has broken up with people and puts her feelings into that music. A lot of them, the feelings that those people, the teenagers in the stands have themselves and may not be empowered to do or certainly talk about or sing about. And Taylor Swift does it on display.
She's a one trick pony. For Wild Fork in Whippy, it's Teddy Reeder, the godfather of the grill. He's on the line. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, Lucky.
Morning, Ted. How are you?
I can't complain, you know.
Hey.
Nobody's going to listen to me anyhow if I do.
No, and this is no time for you to complain because spring has arrived, which means the joint is reopening. We're not far off, and I know that to be a fact because on your Instagram, you are talking big and showing photos of brisket. You got a brisket burger. You got a brisket burrito you're thinking about bringing to the joint. They all look amazing.
We've got a few changes coming to the menu this year at the joint. And we're hoping to open May 2nd in time for Cinco de Mayo and have a little bit of fun. But we're getting excited. We're getting excited. My crew's excited. And we're looking forward to a good, tasty season. And we're going to try something different this year.
What are you going to do?
Uber. Skip.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're putting it in. We're going to, you know, move up into the whatever this year is.
So I can sit on my couch and have a brisket poutine come to me.
Yes, you can.
Perfect.
Yes, and we'll even put the gravy on the side so that you can add the gravy on top of it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I have
that
noticed
way your fries won't be mushy.
When we sat there bar side on a Friday or Saturday night at the joint, there are a lot of people who come in and do takeout. So that probably makes a lot of sense, Ted.
Yeah, we're hoping so. We've got, wood-fired pizzas going, so we're excited there. We're adding a new pizza to the menu this year. I'm calling it the Pritchard. And named after my friend Christian Pritchard, our friend Christian Pritchard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian doesn't believe in pineapple on pizza.
Mm.
So we're doing a pineapple pizza, calling it the Pritchard.
Perfect.
But our pineapple will be a little bit different. We're going to soak it in rum, and then we're going to fire roast it, and then you get fire roasted pineapple on top of your pizza with some smoked kielbasa, and that'll be a tasty time, man. Be a tasty time.
Yeah. Now, speaking of pizza, let me ask you this and see what your opinion is on this idea. There is now a pizza flavored beer arriving next month. A Belgian beer company has partnered with a frozen pizza brand. It's an IPA, 7% alcohol. It's described as having hints of crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, savory herbs and spices with a pepperoni finish. Do we want a pizza-flavored beer, Teddy?
No, Teddy doesn't want a pizza-flavored beer.
I'll have a beer-flavored beer and a pizza-flavored pizza.
Okay, just give me a normal beer, ice-cold normal beer, okay, an everyday drinking beer, and a shot, and I'm happy. Don't change the flavor and make it an oyster beer or a pizza beer or a cheeseburger beer or a smoke my grandmother's shoes beer. I just want a normal beer, you know, just an ice-cold, crisp beer to go with a tasty, tasty pizza.
Yeah, it's because washing down a slice of pie with a cold beer.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And speaking of pizza, how about this for an idea, Ted? Should our pal Craigie take down Christian Pritchard in the great meatball off? I wonder if a signature meatball pizza called the Venn could make its way at some point.
Oh, the Venn meatball pizza. We could probably do a meatball pizza with the meatballs by the Venn.
I like it.
You know?
Because
I know that the Venn likes to play with his balls.
That's all I do all day.
He's a ball player.
Yeah.
And, I've seen him out there at El Dorado, and he's trying to whack the balls all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
He needs more focus. That's what he needs, is a little bit of focus.
The caption
on his
would be,
ball playing.
Have a slice of Craigie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slice of Craig's balls.
I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be a big seller. Everyone's coming to the joint to look at Craig's balls.
Yeah, that's right. So a photo of my rack right there.
Yeah, right there out on the patio. It'll scare all the kids, that's for sure.
So we all agree that we like just a basic beer.
Yeah.
Here's something else I think we can all agree upon, and I know that at the joint you've had this in the past. There is no better comfort food than mac and cheese. Yesterday I had a chicken sandwich with some mac and cheese salad, and I thought to myself, you know, I don't think there's a better comfort food than mac and cheese, and you've got a great one at the joint.
Thank you very much. Yes, we do, and I agree with you. Mac and cheese is extremely comfortable. It's like a couch. And it's just what you want it to be, is you kind of get in there and all that warm and cozy cheese sauce, and you got the noodles wrapped around it. Like, yeah, come on, it's a good time. That's for sure. That's for sure. And a mac and cheese salad goes awesome. Mm-hmm. I see you were having fun there. Were you cooking?
No.
Maria?
No, this was just quick takeout because we were driving home late in the afternoon, so we just grabbed something. Now, what do you, at the joint, because you can put anything in mac and cheese. Like, I remember when my kids were little, we'd dump in sometimes, like, diced tomatoes, or we put in some hot dogs.
Right.
Or we'd cook some bacon and chop that up. What do you like to throw in your mac and cheese, Ted?
Brussels sprouts. I'm really a big fan of putting Brussels sprouts in my mac and cheese. I think that the Brussels sprout doesn't get enough respect for being a crappy vegetable. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. So I definitely think Brussels sprout. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of offering Brussels sprout golf balls at the joint this year,
Brussels
just so that you
pizza.
Can whack them out there to the chickens.
Yes. Now, Lucky, what do you throw anything extra in your mac and cheese?
So I go with my mom's recipe, and that is with bacon and a little hint of pepper sauce as well.
Okay,
a little
nice.
Caribbean pepper sauce in there.
Nice.
Your mother puts pepper sauce in your mac and cheese, and you actually eat it?
I do.
Aren't you afraid of every pepper sauce on the planet?
Well, it's not. See, this is flavor pepper sauce. This is not blow your rear end out pepper sauce. If it was consumed in large amounts, yes, it would be, because it uses either weary, weary peppers or Scotch bonnet. But just a little hint of it is fantastic.
You know what I find works really great too is sometimes when I'll make the mac and cheese, I'll toss in just some garlic powder to give it a little extra. And I used to go grab those ham steaks.
Yeah.
And I would chop them up till I saw that it was like 80% sodium. I said, that's probably a problem.
bacon in your mac and cheese, ham in your mac and cheese, pulled pork in your mac and cheese, right. Brisket mac and cheese. If you're a chicken person, you take chicken fingers.
Okay.
Put them in the air fryer. Fold them into your mac and cheese afterwards. Chop them up, and you got chicken finger mac and cheese.
Nice.
Somebody will be making that tonight, definitely, on a Monday.
Oh, beautiful.
I think that's definitely a Monday night kind of comfort food.
And like a couch, that's where you'll end up right after it.
Oh. Lying there and all that creamy, cheesy goodness. Yeah, what a good day that'll be.
And are we pro ketchup on mac and cheese or anti ketchup on mac and cheese?
See, I like
ketchup as much as I like Brussels sprouts.
I like ketchup on mac and cheese, I must admit. And scrambled eggs, but I don't like it so much on hot dogs and hamburgers. I'm odd and strange.
Right.
Yes, you are odd and strange, but we love you.
And we love you, Teddy. Hey, if people want to talk to you about grilling, how do they get a hold of you, pal?
You're going to find me at Ted Grills.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.